Imagine this, loving your own portraits and using those loved images to propel your business. I'm Kelly Heck, a commercial and corporate photographer located in Central Maryland. I invite you to join me for a series of podcasts to ensure you get the most out of your next photo shoots and guide you through marketing tactics that will make your new photos work hard for your business. This is Photo ROI. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. Today's topic is going to roll right off of the last two. So episode one was explaining and proving why photography is one of the number one tools you should be taking advantage of. Episode two was all about finding the right photographer because, you know, when you're in business and you're looking for a photographer to photograph things in your business for use by your business, you need to find someone who specializes in working with businesses. And there aren't as many of us doing that as there are doing families and weddings and babies. So today's topic is about you, and it's why a single headshot is no longer enough. You have to have more than a headshot, guys and girls. There's so many different types of photographs that your business can benefit from. And we're going to start with the photos of you. There are four types of portraiture just for you. And, you know, first off, people are like, oh no, I don't want the headshot to begin with, but you're telling me I need more than that. Why? You know, people are really apprehensive about being in photographs. And I understand, you know, it's either or, right? You're timid to be the face of your business. You know, we don't want to be boastful people, especially when, right? We don't want to boast about all of our awesomeness and our successes, but we have to. People are fearful of being photographed. They think they don't photograph well, or they're just waiting and waiting and waiting to lose those last 10 pounds or wait till they have the right moment, you know, and the waiting, there's no point. We don't need to wait. You know, your photographers, they're going to help you out with all of these things. So the types of portraiture you need go far beyond a headshot. We have four categories of portraits that you might want to consider, some or all of them. And the first is studio portraits. So that's going to be our crisp, clean, bright. It looks like we went to a photographer's studio. We're taking advantage of the different backdrops. We're taking advantage of all the studio strobe lights. And they are posing us and really like taking great care to make sure that we come out with some really clean, amazing portraits. And so the first image, just to give you an example of what I'm visualizing as a studio portrait, is portraits of you, say, on a white seamless background. That's also often referred to as an infinity background. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about studio portraits. It could be on a variety of different types of backdrops. They have colored backdrops, they have marbled backdrops, hand-painted backdrops, solid color backdrops made of paper. The simplest things, right? Photograph so well. Even photographers even build faux walls, fake walls that they can kind of move around the space and pose with fancy chairs and stuff. So those are our studio portraits. The second type of portrait is going to be an environmental portrait. These are pictures of you in your space. So it depends on what you do for work, right? If you are in finance or a CPA, you know, obviously it makes sense that you're going to be photographed within your office space, but maybe it's not just your room within the company. Maybe you get photographed in your beautiful lobby. Usually the entryway is really pretty for your clients. Maybe it's in the conference room, right? Establish authority. Maybe it's in front of the facade of the building, right? Outdoor's fine. Outdoor can be considered environmental. But these are pictures that are a little bit more dynamic. They feel a little less headshotty, and they work really good for storytelling because if you're in your environment, it's kind of helping to tell the story of you, your everyday, where people should expect to see you, how you present yourself from day to day. The fourth type of portrait is going to be lifestyle portraits. These are the types of photos that show people what it's like for you when you're outside of work. And so for some people, I think the best example of this is some people like to tie in, for some of their personal branding, lifestyle portraits of them with their significant other or with their entire family, so kids included. And that includes our fur babies, friends. But it could also just be you within your other elements, other things you love to do. Maybe you like kayaking. Maybe you like going for runs. Maybe you like cooking in the kitchen. Maybe you like taking a day out of the office and working in your home office. So these are very applicable both for lifestyle and environmental. They kind of blend together. Your fourth type is going to be your candid shots or behind the scenes. I think they're kind of one and the same thing sometimes. So these are going to be photos of you really in your element, doing it for real, or maybe we faked it, right? Sometimes we need to stage candid photos to make sure that you are framed in your best light. I can't just come into your speech and take the best photos of you talking to a big audience. You know, as bold and brave as you are, you're probably nervous up there. And there's certain words on the lips and prompters that I'm going to give people to look like they're talking but also look flattering, because when you're talking, your lips are doing all these different things, and most of the time, you're not going to look flattering. So that's why sometimes we want to stage these scenarios, like sitting down in a meeting or being a part of a class, right? People don't naturally smile in these situations, so staging your candid shots can be very beneficial, and it doesn't make it fake. You know, it's kind of like a fly on the wall in your ideal day, right? It's okay if we stage some stuff, because we're also looking at making beautiful marketing collateral for your business. So, you know, there are things that portraits of you are going to do in your business that nothing else can do in the same way. Photos of you will always get the best response, especially on social media. But you're going to use these photos all over the place, you know, your website, social media, and print, all kinds of advertising. And photos of you done well are going to make you approachable to your audience and establish the trust and credibility that you need to help onboard new clientele, right? This is exciting stuff. Photos actually do have a return on investment. You know, real quality photos of you help make that first impression. It breaks down that barrier of discomfort and helps people feel more comfortable to make that first point of contact, whether it's a phone call, filling out an online form, or emailing you directly, reaching out to you on LinkedIn, right? We want this to be an easy first step for people. And, you know, for me, I might be biased, but I feel like a great photo of someone, or even a bad photo, like the fact that I can see you before I reach out makes me feel like I can visualize you while we're talking on the phone. It makes me more comfortable. And I'm sure that's the same for a lot of other people. And so depending on the type of company that you're a part of, you might benefit from things like staff headshots of your whole team. Having consistent headshots of your entire staff builds a sense of continuity and togetherness that makes you look way more professional. I'm amazed how many times I go to a larger team's about page or meet the team page, and either the photos are totally inconsistent. You can tell you did them different times of day, maybe in different spaces. Some are inside, some are outside. Or you can tell that it's just whatever photo they brought with them from the last place they were at. And of course, not everybody has a professional photo. So mixed in with the professional ones are selfies that they just don't go together. They don't look good. And they don't make your team feel valued. So the worst thing, of course, is going to a team page to try and learn a little bit more about someone before we connect or after we've connected, and to find there's no photos, right? And so when I go online to try and learn more about that person and I find a whole bunch of different John Smiths on LinkedIn, how do I know I'm looking at the right one, right? I need a picture. I need it. And so do all the other people trying to make connections with you. Your company, if you have multiple people, could benefit from team portraits. You know, this is a really great thing that maybe if you did forego staff headshots, the team portrait might be able to slide in there and take the place of it. But it's really good for marketing. It's really good for any print advertising you're going to do. And it's a really great team building experience. The actual act of going on a group photo shoot with everyone, it can be fun, but also a little you know, the one-on-one stuff can be kind of scary at first, at least with me at first. It's just scary at first, and then it gets real comfortable. But the team portraits, like, everyone's kind of playing off of everyone's nerves, and they're goofing around and having a good time. So team portraits are great. Depending on if you sell things, product shots can be really important. So sometimes this is stuff people will take on themselves, but trying to find a consistent setup for your product photos so that people aren't distracted by the differences between the photos, right? That's where like a clean classic product shot on white is really nice, that there's so much consistency from product photo to product photo that all people are looking at is the product that has been photographed, not that the lighting is different, not that the background is different, not that the tabletop is dirty that it's on or stuff like that. The next thing, especially with product shots, that can be very important is detail shots, right? So if people are buying from you online, they can't physically hold and touch and feel and turn around and see all the little intricacies of this product. So doing the different shots of angles and up close little details helps give people the confidence to push that buy button. So if you're doing product shots, make sure you don't forgo the detail photos too. And then the last thing is going to be photos of your venue or your facility. So yeah, maybe we went around and we staged some photos with you and your team in the conference room or doing things in like the research and development lab or in each other's offices, meeting together and taking phone calls and welcoming people in the front door and stuff like that. But sometimes it can be nice to have photos of the spaces as they are empty. Think more like if you were doing a real estate listing for a commercial property, right? We want to get a beautiful photo of the front of the building. Maybe we want to do that at sunset or sunrise when the light's the prettiest. And maybe you want to get photos of your lobby and all the other spaces that your clients might see. You know, we don't have to photograph the bathroom, but we might want to photograph the places that your client might end up walking into. Because if they see some of those photos on your website or within your social posts, it gives them a little comfort if they're, you know, planning on a first visit to your location soon. And the reason all of these photos are so important, and it's important now that you have more than just the headshot, is there's so much marketing going on now and so many different avenues and different ways, and we are telling stories online about us all the time. And if you're using the same photos on repeat, it's going to get really boring really fast. And you know, if you have a photographer out, for efficiency's sake, get as much as you can. You know, in my case, I'll photograph and photograph and photograph with you. It doesn't mean you have to commit to every shot we took. You know, get what you need for the start. And then later on, at least you know that there's more photos that you could fall back on if you need them before we schedule photo shoot number 2 or photo shoot number 3 or photo shoot number 4. But you need these photos for website. You know, websites are so simplistic now in a sense. And I truly feel that what makes a website stand out, you know, obviously the graphic design and functionality of it is really important. But unless you have someone who's really creative in a design sense, we're looking at websites that are really just simply functional. And photos and video banners is what's going to make your website really stand out and really look sharp. You know, full width photo banners, that's going to be really popular on a lot of websites today. And if you don't have professional photos for that spot, even if it's one static image, it doesn't have to be a rotating banner, but one static image, right? We should be able to budget for that kind of stuff. But outside of your website, you know, that doesn't have to be updated all the time. People aren't on your website every day besides you and your team. So it's okay if you're bored of your website. Everybody else is not going to be bored of it right away. They like the familiarity of coming back to a site where they recognize, they see the people that they know are part of the team for real. But now we get over to things like social media, which are getting updated all the time. And so same thing here, right? We're not wanting to have the same exact photos being used all the time, or worse yet, a post with no photos, that gets so much less traction. The photos are really what slows people down, convinces them to be like, oh, that's a pretty picture. I'm going to read a little bit about this post. I'm going to read a little, maybe I won't read the whole thing, but at least it slows them down enough to read some of it, if not all of it. But having photos, especially portraits of yourself, in your collection, in your arsenal, gives you opportunities to take interviews, speaking engagements, press opportunities on the fly. I have so many people come to me last minute and they needed a photo yesterday. They have a deadline, they need it for next week, and they just weren't ready for it. Or they got a new job and they need the photo for the job, or, you know, an award, stuff like that, that you don't, you know, when we're in our busy day-to-day lives, we're like, oh, you know, we'll get to it when we get to it. But honestly, when you're busy, oh, it just adds so much extra stress when you're having to squeeze in a photo shoot, because it's not just a photo shoot. There's a lot of thought that really should go into your photos. We're talking about styling, taking care of your hair, hair and makeup, picking out wardrobe, finding inspiration photos. I find that very beneficial for my process. So that is something I push clients to do, you know, to try and squeeze all of that homework into everything you're already doing. If you're at this level where people are giving you opportunities, you're going to be a busy person. And so, you know, I just want to prepare you guys. A headshot is not enough anymore. And so this is why it's really important that you start planning now and maybe treat yourself to something special like a photo shoot. And I would love to be your photographer, but more so, this podcast is here to encourage you to take these steps with the photographer that you are most comfortable with. I want you guys to be finding a professional who's good at what they do, who prepares you for your photo shoot, who makes you comfortable during your photo shoot, and turns around beautiful images that makes you excited to share pictures of yourself instead of apprehensive about, oh, what are people going to think? No, you are going to be excited to share this stuff, and other people are going to be like, well, damn, look at them. Go you, right? We all need to be cheering each other on. And so I'm getting goofy, which probably means it's time to sign off. But thank you so much for tuning in today. And I cannot wait to be with you again here soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kelly Heck Photography's podcast, Photo ROI. Please join me again for our next episode. Like and subscribe to Kelly Heck Photography on our various social platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And be sure to subscribe to Photo ROI on your favorite of various podcast platforms, including Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so many more. Visit KHP online at www.kellyheckphotography.com. That's heck, like, wow, that's a heck of a great photo. On my website, you can learn more about my photo and video services, dig deeper into my story, join the KHP email list, and reach out about your service needs. I look forward to sharing more tips and advice with you again soon. Until then, stay focused on what matters and take the picture.